All right, Moon, are you ready?
What'd you say?
Are you ready?
Dude, we were on a fucking tear.
There is a problem.
Last night.
Not that kind of ready.
Oh.
This paradox splits smart people 50-50. This came out 3 hours ago. Did you watch it today?
Mm-mm.
Good.
That I can't bring up without starting a fight. No, wait. There is a problem that I can't.
What if it's the portal problem?
Can't bring up without starting a fight. No, what?
It just seems so obvious to me.
Now I'm all screwed up, man.
It has infiltrated every single Veritas meeting in the last 2 months.
It's trivial.
I didn't think you would fall for this site.
Just makes sense.
Let's go.
Creepy.
And I even argued with Eric about it.
There's no way. You're trying to convince me. I don't care.
So here's the setup. You walk into a room and there's a supercomputer and two boxes.
Oh God, this is retarded. I already know this is going to be. No, I don't.
On the
next
table.
Best word.
What?
Next best word.
What do you mean next best word?
Just AI.
Are you just repeating from the conversation yesterday? I think this is like, there's like $1 million in one and $1,000 in the other, and you have to pick which one, but the computer knows what you're going to pick or something, so which one should you pick? It's like something retarded like this, I think. Or maybe it's a new one. I don't know. Let's see.
Unbox is open, and it's got $1,000 in it. There's no trick. You know it's $1,000. The other box is a mystery box. You can't see inside. You also know that this supercomputer is very good at predicting people. It has correctly predicted the choices of thousands of people in the exact problem you're about to face. Now, you don't know what that problem is yet, but you do know that it has been correct almost every time. Now, the supercomputer says you can either take both boxes, that is, the mystery box and the $1,000, or you can just take the mystery box. So, what's in that mystery box? Well, the supercomputer tells you that before you walked into the room, it made a prediction about your choice. If the supercomputer predicted you would just take the mystery box and you'd leave the $1,000 on the table, well, then it put $1 million into the mystery box. But if the supercomputer predicted that you would take both boxes, then it put nothing in the mystery box. The supercomputer made its prediction before you knew about the problem, and it has already set up the boxes. It's not trying to trick you, it's not trying to deprive you of any money. Its only goal is to make the correct prediction. So, what do you do? Do you take both?
Wait, does the computer predict you based on knowing that you're going to talk to the computer?
I've already made my prediction.
Wait, why is the answer then not just the mystery box? There's going to be some fucking retarded math way to figure why that's the wrong answer.
Both boxes, or do you just take the mystery box? Don't worry.
If it predicts that you take both boxes, then the mystery box is empty, right?
Worry about how the supercomputer is making its prediction. Instead of a computer, you could think of it as a super intelligent alien, a cunning demon, or
both,
even
because then I get two boxes and $1,000.
Okay, best.
A team of the world's best psychologists. It really doesn't matter who or what is making the prediction. All you need to know is that they are extremely accurate and that they made that prediction before you walked into the room. Pause the video now if you want to think about it.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know why you wouldn't just take the mystery box.
You got your answer?
So I should just take two boxes, like obviously.
I'm just gonna take the $1 million.
Why would you ever take two boxes?
Go with it.
Of course you take two boxes.
I would pick both boxes, I think.
I would not get the two boxes.
I think I'm taking both boxes.
Let's go. Okay.
This is seeming less paradoxical than I thought, because I should just go in and take the mystery box only.
No. What?
There are two camps. One boxers who would take only the mystery box, and two boxers who take both.
Can you figure out what's wrong for the two boxes? Well, if you would take two boxes, then the thing would just leave one box empty, so you'd only get $1,000. Why would you want that?
But it has to predict that, no?
Yes, but if you're retarded and it predicts you're retarded, then you're just going to take the two boxes and be retarded and have $1,000. And two boxes, I guess.
But as American philosopher Robert Nozick
wrote... shouldn't there also be $1 million in the two boxes one?
No.
Or is that only in the
left
run?
If he thinks you're taking two boxes, he puts $0 in the mystery box.
Okay, but what if he thinks you're taking one box then, and you take both?
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's the thing, isn't it?
Now I'm taking both because I get two boxes no matter what.
Well, hold on. But then how recursive or whatever is his prediction, right? Like if he thinks you're taking two boxes, but he can predict with high accuracy. Or if he thinks you're taking just the mystery box, but he knows that you're the kind of clever person who's like, I know that you would just take two boxes because you would only take one box. But you think that I'll think that you're taking one box, therefore you'll take two. Then he would just know you're taking two. No? You should just take one box.
You know that.
Yeah, this is where the Princess Bride. No, you just take one. It's one.
No, to because almost if everyone, you take two, you always clear. Walk away with $1,000, no matter what.
I don't want to walk away with $1,000. I want to walk away with $1 million.
Sure, but if you take two, you have a good odds of also walking away with $1 million and $1,000.
No, he knows that you're going to take two, and so he'll only give you $1,000.
He's not going to know that.
He does know that. He makes predictions with
because
high accuracy.
No, because it's retarded to take two, just as you're saying.
He would know that you think it's retarded to take two.
Which is why I'm doing it.
But he would know that you're that kind of person.
It.
No.
But then he's going to know that you're the kind of person to take one.
Yes. And he'll put it in. Then he'll put the $1 million in. If he thinks you're going to take one, he'll put $1 million in.
No, because if you take the one and he knows it, then you get nothing.
No. He's not trying to scam you. He's not trying to trick you. If he thinks
you... Yes, he is.
No. The problem is that if he thinks you'll take one, just the mystery box, if he thinks you'll take the mystery box, just the mystery box, he'll put $1 million in it.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm taking both.
Yeah. Okay.
And obvious what should be done. The difficulty is that these people seem to divide almost evenly on the problem, with large numbers thinking that the opposite half is just being silly. This is known as Newcomb's paradox, named for its inventor, William Newcomb. The Guardian newspaper polled over 31,000 people about this problem in 2016. 53.5% were one boxers, and 46.5% were two boxers.
See? It's right. Popular.
Well, but the robot's gonna know that.
Stop.
Now, if you find it hard to see why anyone would pick the opposite side, well, here are the arguments for each camp.
Look, I'm a reasonable guy, and I like money, so I'm gonna do whatever gets me the most money. So let's go weigh the outcomes of both of these decisions. First, I'm gonna say that the probability that the computer predicted my decision correctly is gonna be C. So the computer got it right. And because of that, the probability it got it wrong is gonna be 1 minus C. So let's look at what happens if I try to two box. There is a C chance of me getting $1,000 and a 1 minus C chance of me getting $1,001,000. If I add these two together, I get a weighted sum, which is gonna tell me how much I can expect to get if I try to two box. This is also known as expected utility, or the EU of two boxing. And I can just simplify this expression a tiny bit. So let's
Do they call it EU in economics? We just call it EV in poker, but...
So what happens if I try to one box now? There's a C chance of me getting $1 million, and there's a 1 minus C chance of me getting nothing. So we can cancel this out, simplify this to just $1 million times C. If I equate these two expressions, I'm going to get the C at which these two expected utilities are equal. And it turns out that the C at which this happens is 0.5005, or 50.05%, which means if the computer is better at predicting than what is basically random, then the expected utility of one boxing is going to be higher. Now, I know that the computer is much better at predicting than that because it accurately predicted thousands of people before me, which means...
The issue is that if the computer is wrong and you only take one... The way that the hypothetical is set up, the computer is basically right 100% of the time, so...
Correct.
I'm sticking with my one box. Here's my $1 million. Take that, Casper. Thank you very much.
Which I think
so I should go in and take the mystery box and leave the...
Wait, what?
Well, I think that just means it doesn't matter. The PC is going to be right.
Yes, which is why you should take one box.
No matter what. Well, I take two because now I have two boxes.
With $1,000.
You have one box.
With $1 million.
With nothing.
No, if you take one box, it's always, he'll put $1 million in the box if he thinks he'll take one box.
Well, I'm taking both boxes, man.
The other, because I'm assuming that his prediction is pretty good. It's a supercomputer.
Okay, so you're saying it's not paradoxical because the choice is obvious. I'm very surprised.
Why?
Because to me, the answer is also obvious. And to me, the answer is you take both boxes. So here's how I think about the problem in a way that actually makes sense.
Oh my God.
You know that the supercomputer has already set up the boxes. So whatever I decide to do now, it doesn't change whether there's zero or $1 million in that mystery box. And that gives us four possible options.
Wait, but he should be factoring in, if the computer is so all-knowing, the computer should be factoring in what choice you're gonna make based upon all the information available, including the fact that the computer's already loaded one of the boxes. It should already be taking that in.
That I've written down
here. If there is zero $2 when I get in there, so it's gonna pay me out.
One box and get $0, or I could two box and get $1,000. But there could also be $1 million in a mystery box. And in that case, I would get $1 million if I one box, or I would get $1,001,000 if I two box. So I'm always better off by picking both boxes. This is known as strategic dominance, where I always pick the dominant strategy, which in this case is two box. So give me those boxes.
The two boxer argument makes a lot of sense to me. Once you
What? Wait, that's, hold on.
Could two box and get $1,000. But there could also be $1 million in a mystery box. And in that case, I would get $1 million if I one box, or I would get $1,001,000 if I two box. So I'm always better off by picking both boxes.
Assuming your probability is equal on all of these, he's not weighing the probability of any of these outcomes. He's just assuming it's all equal, 50-50.
This is known as strategic dominance, where I always pick the dominant strategy, which in this case is two box. So give me those boxes.
The two boxer argument makes a lot.
That guy, that's a liberal arts major right there.
We'll agree.
He's a liberal arts guy, 100%.
A lot of sense to me. Once you explain it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can see why exactly you're right. But I can also see that just having those thoughts in your brain are what might allow the computer to give you nothing. I think I'm grateful that I just don't have those thoughts.
It's so funny because I was totally expecting you to go two box.
No way, man.
It seems like there are two perfectly reasonable approaches that give two completely different answers. And that's because your choice actually reveals something fundamental about how you make decisions.
There is no probability that is... Why is Builders are tier 5? Do you think that's going to protect you from the retarded shit you type in my goddamn chat?
He got gifted this morning, yeah.
Oh my God. There is no probability the decision is already predicted by the computer, so why not take both? If you're the kind of person to think that, he's going to put $0 in the second box. The computer should be able to predict your decision with almost 100% accuracy.
It comes down to these two statements. First, as far as you know, basically everyone who has taken one box has walked away a millionaire, and everyone who has taken two has walked away poor. Second, the supercomputer made its prediction before you even knew about the problem. The boxes are already set up, so your decision now can't change if the million is in there or not. Both of these statements are true, but there's a hidden assumption in each that divides people.
We pick both, and the computer picks both.
You just get the $1,000.
I think I would just pick the mystery box.
Just the mystery box, probably. Yeah.
I might. Thank you, women. Rule the world. There it is.
You're taking the mystery box.
Just the mystery box?
Yeah, might be.
Okay, why?
I don't know. I guess the supercomputer is right, no?
Here's the hidden assumption for us one-boxers. My expected utility calculations are based on probabilities that are used.
You literally have no impact on the outcome of the hypothetical. The computer is making a prediction based on the state of your brain and everything, right? The computer knows you 100%. No,
and it's
why are you
trying
saying
to
no?
give you the $1,000,000 if you take one box?
Yes.
Then the only way that it makes sense is to take one box.
Exactly. Yes. For people
Unless
who say the
box.
Answer is no, the computer can't know you at all, then you should just always take two boxes. But it's not even a difficult problem at that point. So that means it doesn't matter what you choose. If you think, if you're dumb enough to think that you can choose whatever because it's already solved, then the computer will just give you nothing in the second box. Because the computer goes, oh, this guy's retarded. And he thinks that he's making a genuine choice past the point of entering this room right now that I wouldn't have been able to factor in because he's got some weird libertarian free will version of the human brain. So now he's just going to get fucked because he's a retard that's going to pick two boxes. So I'm just going to give him nothing.
Greedy.
Using prior evidence of how accurate the supercomputer is, because the thousands of people that it accurately predicted before me is evidence enough for me that when I go for one box, there's going to be $1,000,000 waiting in there for me. This is based on something called evidential decision theory. And using this decision theory, you get these expected utilities and my choice is obvious from there. And it turns out a lot of you actually thought the same way. We polled our audience, got more than 24,000 responses.
Thank you. See, this guy's got a smart audience. Here you go.
It turns out 2/3 of you are one boxers.
I know, it's crazy. I don't trust this.
It's looking to be like you're less and less rational with these results, Casper.
So your argument is kind of that if you one box, it will have predicted that you were going to one box and you'll walk away with the money. That is pretty convincing.
Casper, I'm starting to really doubt this two box side of things.
How could you not be a two box though?
Gregor has this really funny way of thinking about things, but I make my decision based off something else. Something a little more rational, because I believe that whatever I do now can't influence and change the past.
Oh, dumb. The libertarian free will. He doesn't realize it, but that's what he's asserting here. That I can make a decision that is completely and totally unpredictable once I enter the room, and therefore I can choose two boxes because the computer predicted that I would have chosen one. And now that I know he predicted that I would have chosen one, I'm going to choose two. But the computer, if it has a perfect screenshot of your brain, should know that if you know that the computer predicted that you would choose one, and now you're going to choose two to trick the computer. The computer will know that you would have made that choice knowing what the computer would predict about you. Right, that made sense.
I only take into account things that I can actually influence. And clearly, whatever I do now, whatever I think now, is not going to change whether that $1,000,000 is going to be in a mystery box or not, because it was already set up before I learned about the problem.
But he'll know how you're going to react to the problem.
It's known as causal decision theory, where you only take into account things that you can actually cause. And so with this, your expected utility calculation changes. And that's because you need to use a different probability, one where you could actually cause that $1,000,000 to be in the mystery box or not. So right before the supercomputer made its prediction, there was some probability that it thought I was going to one box. I know, it's weird, but bear with me. So let's say that probability is P. Then that's the probability that I'm going to use in my expected utility calculation. And the expected utility to one box is just going to be 0 plus $1,000,000 times P. That's pretty good. But the expected utility for two boxing is going to be $1,000 plus $1,000,000 times P. But that's just the same as the expected utility for one boxing plus an extra $1,000. So no matter what the computer predicted, my expected utility is always higher by picking both boxes. So of course you're going to two box. Anyone in their right mind would pick both boxes.
If he knows, if the computer knows that you're running that thought process, though, then the computer just wouldn't put any money in the second box because he knows you're always going to choose two boxes. So you would always get $1,000 and an extra empty box. 100%. Like, that's the answer.
It's making a prediction before you're in there. Whether I have faith in this thing being 90% or 100%, it actually doesn't really matter. I think you guys are imposing your will.
Yes, it does.
He's cooking, bro. Like, yeah, you guys think that your decision, whatever you think now, is going to change the past. That's called wishful thinking.
Yeah, like, come on. I'm two boxes. It only makes sense. I'm back with Casper.
The ideal agent is someone who would one box before they go into the room, would profess they would one box, but the moment they walk into the room and get hit by a spell, actually two boxes. Yes, that's it. I was going to say, but you would have to find a way to do this in a clever way. Because I was going to say, the ideal thing is you walk into the room with a hammer, okay, to choose one box, but then you hit yourself with the hammer and become a little bit retarded and then choose two boxes and then you get $1,000 extra. But the thing is, the computer might know that you're walking in with a hammer to hit yourself in the head. So you would have to actually walk in maybe with a disease that you weren't aware that you had at first that affects your balance. So you walk into the room knowing that you're going to choose a one box thing and then you pass out and fall and hit your head and then you wake up and you're a little bit more retarded and then you choose two boxes. That would be the ideal thing. But you couldn't have foreknowledge of your injury that would cause you to choose the two boxes. You'd have to be unaware of that, which makes this kind of not relevant, I think.
So if you were in the room right now, you take one box.
100%, yeah, of course.
Even though you know that the computer would know that you would 100% take one box.
Yes. I don't think you're understanding the problem. The computer's not trying to fuck you over. You keep thinking that if the computer knows you'll choose one box, the computer's going to give you nothing.
No,
if the computer
knows
you'll choose one box, the computer will give you $1 million.
I'm just saying, if the computer knew that you're going to choose one box, why not take two now?
Because whatever thought process I'm using to take two, the computer would know that I have. It's not like I can invent a whole new mind once I enter the room.
Exactly. Welcome to Camp Two Boxers.
I'm not losing $1 million. It was never in the room, man.
You're gonna walk into a room, there's either money in the room or there isn't money in the room. Your question is, do you pick it up?
Of course. We're trying to do you a favor here.
You're not doing me a favor, because your decision making does not affect your little thought does not change God's mind, bro.
Henry, if you convince yourself that you're a one boxer, you've convinced the machine.
I don't believe that.
Yes.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't believe you convincing yourself should impact.
This is a whole, do they get to this part? This is a free will argument. That's 100% what this is. All these other calculations are irrelevant to this. I don't know if
what the machine thinks of you. Because often you're just walking to a room and it's already made the prediction. You can't impact it, you know?
So whatever you think is more important, whether that's the evidence of the supercomputer's accuracy or the fact that the boxes are already set up, well, that affects how you calculate the expected utility. And because both of those assumptions are true, both camps have valid answers.
But if there's no right answer, then is this just a meaningless problem?
Well, not really. Because it actually reveals a surprising amount about three important questions. Does free will exist?
Yeah, thank
what
you.
Does it mean to be rational?
Kind of.
Is there an ideal way to act in life?
Okay.
For example, the only way you're going to win this game is to already beat a kind of person to one box, but then two bucks at the last second. Anyways, that's the only way you're going to get $1,000,000.
But that kind of person will always make that choice.
But then two bucks at the... For example, the only way you're going to win this game is to already beat a kind of person to one box, but then two bucks at the last second. Anyways.
But then if you were going... But then you were never the person that was going to one box, you're always the person to two box.
That's the only way you're going to get $1,000,000. But some would argue that that itself is impossible.
Yes.
If the predictor
you.
Is so good, let's
and
say it's
100%. And by some, he means the truly 190 IQ people.
...percent accurate. Then that's not even possible. Would you say that's true?
Yeah.
Then a follow-up question is, if such a perfect predictor would exist, does that mean that free will doesn't exist? Because you're saying there's nothing you can do in between walking into that room and making your decision that ends up changing what was predetermined.
That's right. And maybe this reveals where I'm coming from. And I think where I'm coming from is maybe free will doesn't exist. I come down on this point of like, free will is an illusion, but our world operates in a way that is indistinguishable from
DGGR.
Free will being real. And therefore you have to act as though it's real, as though it's 100% real.
Interesting.
If we think that free will is not real and it's an illusion, and then you have someone who's committing crimes, and then you want to say, well, that's not his fault. Therefore, instead of putting, you know, murderers in jail for 25 years, we're just going to give them some gardening classes or something. Like, the problem is that then changes the environment where everyone knows you can kill someone and you can go to like do the gardening. So you can't change the system based on the knowledge that it's an illusion. Whether we do or don't have free will, you have to live as though it exists.
So you're still going to make a choice. One box or two boxes? Which brings us to our second question. What does it mean to be rational?
And the guy who acted rationally and doesn't believe his thoughts can influence the past. But your rational choice will have given you $1,000. I know. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Let's see what I can buy with $1,000,000. None of these look great. I think we could be more creative. Private Island sounds pretty nice.
Okay, what do you want to go buy with $1,000, man?
This is known as the why ain't you rich argument, which boils down to one super annoying question. If you're so smart, then why ain't you rich? You know, if winning is getting more money, then of course the one boxers are going to end up better off than the two boxers. But maybe it's not about who wins, but about what's rational. In their 1978 paper, philosophers Gibber and Harper argue that the rational choice is to pick both boxes. Although they do admit that two boxers will fare worse. They instead say that the game is rigged. And if someone is very good at predicting behavior and rewards predicted the rationality richly, then irrationality will be richly rewarded. But I think that's a bit of a cop-out, because really, Newcomb's paradox reveals something surprising. That sometimes, in order to be a rational person, you must act irrationally.
There's one question of what's a rational person, there's another question of what's a rational act. Most of the time, rational people do rational acts, sometimes they just don't. And I think this is analogous to the situation in the Prisoner's Dilemma.
In the Prisoner's Dilemma, you and another player compete for money by either cooperating or defecting. If you both cooperate, then you get 3 coins each. But if you defect and your opponent cooperates, then you get 5 coins and they get nothing. And if you both defect, you get 1 coin each. So no matter what your opponent does, you are always better off by defecting.
This is where we're at right now, by the way, in politics. No, this one. Blue, Democrat, 0. Red, Republican, 5.
But if you play this game not once, but repeatedly, then everything changes. All of a sudden, you're better off by cooperating.
What's a rational society? A rational society is full of cooperators. What's a rational person? Maybe a rational person is a defector. And normally, you might expect a rational society is made up of rational people. But I think it's familiar that rationality at one level is incompatible with rationality at the other level.
So while the rational act is a two-box, a rational society would actually be full of one-boxers. Now, I'm a fervent two-boxer, but there are 3 ways that you can get me to one-box. The first is if my choices now can actually change the past. For example, say the supercomputer makes its prediction by opening up some tiny wormhole to see the future.
He keeps saying if my choices now can change the past, but the reality this whole thing is a free will question, because he's assuming that the computer couldn't perfectly predict every thought that he would have, because he believes in some kind of libertarian free will, some kind of notion like that. But if you don't believe in that, then you have to do one box. But if you believe in this like libertarian free will thing, then you're genuinely thinking, well, the only way he can know my thoughts right now is to go back in time. assuming that there is no unbroken chain of causality between every thought you have.
Sure. Well, in that case, if I choose one box now, that actually causes the $1 million to be placed in there in the past. So I have one box. Second, if there are multiple trusts, because now with every game, each of my choices builds up a reputation. So if I have one box, then I'll be predicted as the kind of person to one box, and so I get the $1 million either in this round or a later one. And third is if I can pre-commit. If I can talk to a computer to make my case before it makes its prediction, then I will 100% one box, because staying true to my word is important to me, and the supercomputer would know that.
Talk about word on it, I'll take the one box.
Yeah, 100% one box. Yeah.
But there are some realistic scenarios where staying true to a worse option could have deadly consequences. On the 29th of August.
Okay, wait, okay.
So guys... I'm the truly rational being then.
Sure.